Hey everybody, it's Joe and the Method. Day 2, Beliefs. You know, the term worldview, it's really nothing more than your personal and unique view of the world. Another way of looking at it is that it's your perspective. And this is important to make note because your perspective, that word that most of us are familiar with, it actually does two things. It serves two purposes. On the one hand, it helps you interpret the world. On the other, it provides the foundation for how you believe the world should behave. Not only does this include other people, but yourself as well. Now, at its core, your perspective is made up of all the individual beliefs that you hold out to be true. And whether you have direct proof or not, at some point in your life, you have chosen to accept, adopt, and integrate these individual beliefs into how you choose to see the world. Now, you must understand that this concept of perspective, of worldview, is extremely important and influential. And unfortunately, though, it is one that works behind the scenes. It is usually just out of mind and just out of reach. Now, we've already talked about how perspective does two things. You see, on the one end of interpreting the world, it takes everything that you come in contact with, all the external stimuli, and it filters it through that web of beliefs. It processes it to provide you with a conclusion of whether something was good or bad. And this doesn't just include events. It includes the people, places, and things that you encounter. On the other hand, though, perspective also helps you establish what the actual expectations are you have of the world. This includes not only others, but yourself. Now, when dealing with others, we usually are going to judge them by the values that form the core of our perspectives. It's a very personal reference point. However, when we start applying expectations to ourselves, this can be a great thing as it motivates us to achieve certain accomplishments. It provides the standard by which we want to judge ourselves. However, it's at this point that you must be very, very careful. You have to be keenly aware not just of the expectations and the perspective, but of the individual beliefs themselves that form your worldview. You have to understand that much of our beliefs that form our perspective weren't just generated through our own experience, they were given to us by somebody else. But be aware that if the individual beliefs that form our worldview are toxic, unhealthy, or unrealistic, you will suffer greatly in this life. You will be holding yourself up to a standard that should never have been there to begin with, and it may cause you to go mad, feel depressed, but either way, as a result, there will be an onslaught and an attack on your self-worth and self-esteem. But before we get to justifications of beliefs and helping us understand exactly how we form that worldview, you must understand first what a belief in itself actually is. You see, at its core, a belief is nothing more than an individual idea or opinion. Now, as far as ideas are concerned, this usually includes an original idea. Whether it's yours or that of somebody else's, it makes no difference. Of course, an opinion, again, you see, this is a personal takeaway. And again, this could be your personal takeaway or that of somebody else's. But it's at this point that you have to understand you have made a decision to elevate an idea and or opinion to a belief, and you must have done this for a particular reason. Now, before we get into the different justifications, understand the role that they play. You know, as I've already made clear, if you have beliefs that are unhealthy or toxic or unrealistic, they can lead to a chronic life of pain because they never should have been adopted to begin with. However, as I've already mentioned, most of these beliefs were given to us, And therein lies the problem. As we get older, if we do not have the courage, and if we do not take the initiative to question the reasons for why we hold on to certain beliefs, we may never get to that moment of peace, of clarity, and success that we could have gotten if we exercised just a little bit of judgment. Now, justifications. You see, hold on to what I've said previously about lessons and insights, because it's going to come full circle. And this was in a previous segment about value. And just to give you a little bit of a recap, an insight is a moment of clarity as the universe opens up and shows you a truth. In your mind, it's that aha moment. It's an epiphany about something. Whereas a lessons, it could also be considered a truth, something that you just know, a belief earned the hard way, but it is usually tied to a particular context, something that you have learned about love, about life, or about career in general. Now, coming back to justifications, understand that they are not all created equally. And as such, whichever one of these three justifications you use to add credibility or to support a particular belief, well, it doesn't just say something about your belief, it says something about you. You see, if I have an idea and or opinion that I am choosing to accept, I am choosing to adopt, I need a reason with which to justify that move. Because if someone were to ask me, why do you, Joe, believe something? This is what would come out of my mouth. Number one, testimony. You know, it is actually the weakest form of justification. What it really means is because somebody told me. And usually much of our worldview is formed early on by authority figures, usually our parents or those who we look up to. And while this is fine, there comes a point in our life where we need to actually question, why else am I holding on to that? You know, because it may be the case that we have healthy beliefs that were given to us. But like many people I've come across in my life, sometimes there's a very toxic belief that was given to us. Maybe someplace early on, someone told us we weren't good enough or that we could only do certain things. Well, in that case, holding on to a particular belief simply because someone in a position of authority, an adult, gave us a negative comment and we internalized it, you know, this is something that we have to fight to grow beyond. The second justification is coherence theory. You know, it simply makes sense that this idea and or opinion, it simply meshes well with everything else that we believe. Well, not really a definitive answer. I guess it works. But here's the problem. It leads to dissonance and pain. If I have a worldview based on a bunch of beliefs that are essentially wrong, but I choose to continue to adopt other beliefs simply because they make sense, what if I'm presented with the truth? But it stands alone in contrast of everything else I believe. If I use this methodology, this formula, I will kick truth to the curb to my own detriment simply because it doesn't fit. But this last one, this is the lessons and the insights. Fundamental, self-evident. When something is so clear as a result of our experiences and we face it with courage, honesty, and vulnerability, we are choosing to adopt a belief simply because we know with clarity it is true. Let the lessons and insights guide you as you work through the process and as you move forward in life. I guarantee it will provide you a much more credible foundation to stand on